The issue of athletes using performance-enhancing drugs popped up again today when Kenya's only Olympic boxer tested positive for a banned stimulant. Five other athletes were banned from the games yesterday after they tested positive. Officials are using sophisticated tests to catch dopers, but NPR's Richard Knox reports that may soon become more difficult as science makes doping impossible to detect.
It's not easy to get even clean athletes to go public about doping. That's why last month a Division I NCAA football player wore a hood when he testified before a U.S. Senate drug panel, and his voice was electronically distorted.
It became evident that many players on my football team were using steroids at some time during their careers. I have evidence from a current friend and roommate. He lived with another player during the time that he supplied 7 to 8 players on the team who used steroids.
This player says he didn't do steroids, but he says it's hard to resist when your coach is telling you to do whatever it takes to get bigger and stronger. And there are plenty of ways to do it. The ongoing scandal involving a San Francisco area lab called Balco involves a designer steroid called tetrahydrogestrinone, or THG. It became popular because it disintegrates when scientists try to test for it.
The question then comes up, are there other ones that could do that? And clearly the answer, at least theoretically, is yes. Next question is, are there other ones like that? The answer is, we don't know.
Dr. Gary Wadler is a sports scientist on the World Anti-Doping Agency. He says it's a good bet that underground scientists are working hard on the next THG, or maybe savvy athletes are already using it. But, Wadler says, there's never been a more concerted effort to stop them. The tests aren't any better, but over the last 4 years, there's been a new array of codes and sanctions and enforcers and testing protocols, and a new determination to beat doping.
This is, in fact, a new world order. There's no question. The athletes know it. Everybody knows it. And if anybody thinks they're going to get, you know, beat the system by getting the biggest guru, those days are rapidly coming to an end.
I just, unfortunately, have to disagree with my friend Dr. Wadler. I in no way share his optimism.
Dr. Charles Yasalis is a sports researcher at Penn State University. He represents the growing population of doping cynics.
It's my view, drug testing in sport has been a colossal flop over the last 30, 40 years.
The reasons are many. There's the steady march of new drugs, both legitimate and underground, new steroids, stimulants, and blood oxygen boosters. There are agents that can mask the presence of these performance enhancers on blood or urine tests. There are timing tricks, and there are doctors for hire to help beat the tests. Yasalis is convinced there's no scientific fix to the problem. He thinks it will take hard-nosed criminal investigation and indictments, like the Balco prosecution. But that might not work either.
Do we have the stomach to sustain for years this police investigation of our sport icons? Probably not as a society.
Meanwhile, thanks to science, the doping game keeps changing. The latest thing is a hormone called insulin-like growth factor 1, IGF-1. Dr. Nadia Rosenthal of the European Molecular Biology Laboratory in Rome made headlines a while ago when she put the gene for IGF-1 into mouse embryos. And voila, they grew up into bulky rodents she calls Schwarzenegger mice. So, of course, some athletes want to try IGF-1.
It's clear that athletes have their hands on IGF-1. It's easy to buy. You can buy it on the Internet. The anecdotal stories I've heard have suggested that the athletes are experimenting with mixtures of growth hormone and IGF-1, which makes perfect biological sense. As usual, the athletes are definitely right up there with with the latest ideas.
Just injecting some IGF-1 into your quadriceps isn't likely to do much. That's why Dr. Lee Sweeney of the University of Pennsylvania has devised a way to get muscles to produce more IGF-1. He puts the IGF-1 gene into a harmless virus. The virus carries the gene into the muscles of, so far, lab rats.
The muscles get about, on average, maybe about 20% bigger and stronger just from the injection of the virus without any exercise in the animal.
Sweeney's goal is to treat wasting diseases like muscular dystrophy and ALS. But like it or not, he's founded a new field. Gene doping.
I get emails and even telephone calls from people all the time wanting to volunteer to be treated. And it ranges from elderly to people with various muscle wasting diseases to power lifters and wrestlers. Even a couple of calls from coaches that wanted me to treat their entire team. I had a wrestling team and a football team, both that wanted to be bulked up.
Gene doping isn't ready for humans yet. But Sweeney thinks it's on the horizon. Once the kinks have been worked out, he imagines someone will set up an offshore clinic to cash in. The clients would be the rich elderly, the desperately ill, and the elite athlete.
And I think that's the real fear that the regulators are going to have for the next Olympics.
The problem they'll have is that gene doping is expected to be impossible to detect unless the International Olympics Committee is willing to snip out little pieces of athletes' muscles. Richard Knox, NPR News.